Ahoy there, me hearties. Welcome aboard the Pirate's Code Podcast, coming to ye live from the podcast cabin, moored proudly at Key Largo, where the rum runs deep and the sunsets paint the heavens. I be your captain, Blackbeard, the scourge of the seas, aye, but also a man of cunning, courage, and keen wisdom. Not some simple scallywag as some landlubbers would claim. Avast! 'Tis high time to set the record straight. For 3 centuries, I've roamed the depths of Davy Jones' locker, gathering secrets, fortunes, and truths, the likes of which few ever glimpse. In this episode, we be battling the notion that a pirate's life be naught but plunder and bamboozle. Nay, a true pirate be a leader, a strategist, a bringer of freedom under the black sails of the Jolly Roger herself. So batten down the hatches, stow your doubts, and prepare to chart a course into the heart of what it truly means to live by the pirate's code. Raise your glass high, mates. Adventure awaits.
I be asked, what would Blackbeard say about being referred to as just a simple pirate? Ahoy there, you scurvy dog. You dare call me a simple pirate? Allow me to enlighten you on the intricacies of the pirate's life that only a true captain like myself can master. I shall also share some mighty truths from the commanders of commerce. No easy sea lies before a captain of industry. 'Tis full of hidden shoals, fierce gales, and treacherous tides. But with a keen eye, steady hand, and the courage to heed advice, a brave enterprising soul can steer through. I be Blackbeard, the terror of the seas, and I know the ways of the ocean from the coasts of Britain to the far reaches of the Caribbean. I navigate the treacherous waters, charting courses that confound even the most seasoned navymen. It be Andrew Carnegie who said, "The men who have succeeded are men who have chosen one line and stuck to it." Aye, Carnegie speaks true. Sticking to a course once set, be as true in business as it is at sea, lest you end up shipwrecked on the rocks of indecision. You may have heard the name John D. Rockefeller, who said, "Good management consists in showing average people how to do the work of superior people." Taking command of a grand fleet of people be no small feat, says I, and training the crew to rise above themselves be a skill worthy of any captain. I command a crew of hundreds, each man a cog in the well-oiled machine of me ship. When it comes to battle, I be the master conductor. I have men holding cannonballs, others loading the cannons with black powder, some aiming at our foes, and the rest firing deadly shot. It's a symphony of destruction, and I be the maestro. The Oracle of Omaha himself, Warren Buffett, be quoted as saying, "The business schools reward difficult, complex behavior more than simple behavior, but simple behavior is more effective." 'Tis a classic blunder, overcomplicating the work. Buffett warned to keep it simple. Wise words for both high seas and high stakes. Another wise soul said that it takes a true master to make something extremely complicated look simple. Provisioning a ship for weeks at sea be no small task. I coordinate the acquisition of water and supplies, ensuring me men are well fed and ready for the rigors of piracy. Shifts be managed with precision, so each man knows when to work and when to rest, keeping the ship running smoothly day and night. The scallywag Jack Welch figured it this way: an organization's ability to learn and translate that learning into action rapidly is the ultimate competitive advantage. Aye, you must be quick as a cutlass in the night. The crew that learns fast and acts faster be the one that claims the spoils. But piracy be more than just plundering. I be a businessman, acquiring goods and merchandise from our raids and arranging their sale to merchants across the islands and the eastern coast of North America. I've got agents and informants in every port, feeding me information about valuable cargo and the movements of ships worth our attention. So you see, being a pirate captain like myself requires intelligence, cunning, and the ability to manage a complex organization. Call me simple again and you'll find yourself at the bottom of the sea, feeding the fishes. The wise old Thomas Edison says, "Vision without execution is hallucination." In other words, dreams are but ghostly fancies if you lack the grit to bring them to life. Edison warns to put fire in your belly or face a ship of specters. Many a man had visions of being a great pirate, but few there be that made it into the history books like old Blackbeard. The modern-day Captain Jeff Bezos said, if you double the number of experiments you do per year, you're going to double your inventiveness. Much like a pirate with twice as many cannon, taking bold shots and trying new tactics often be the way to outwit and outmaneuver your competition. Arr, many a famous captain, king, and savvy landlubber have wrestled with the perils of command and large ventures. These quotes be but a handful that capture the trials and tempests faced by the helmsmen of great enterprises. So remember this well, landlubber. Blackbeard be no ordinary pirate. I be the king of the seas. If you fancy a life filled with treasure troves of wisdom, merriment, and a hearty dose of pirate wit, then listen close. Subscribing to this here podcast be like striking gold without lifting a cutlass. You'll be gaining insight sharper than any blade, stories to lift your spirits, and secrets for success from a life lived on both sides of the law. By following along, you'll be setting sail on a grand adventure toward a life filled with more happiness, cleverness, and perhaps a chest or two of hidden gems. So hoist your sails and hit that follow button, for a better life lies just beyond the horizon, and it'll be an adventure worth every step, I swear on me compass.